The Arabian Nights, Their Best Known Tales, edited by Kate Douglas Wiggin and Nora A. Smith. When the breeze of a joyful dawn blew free in the silken sail of infancy, the tide of time flowed back with me, the forward-flowing time of time, and many a sheeny summer morn adown the Tigris I was born, by Baghdad's shrines of fretted gold, high-walled gardens green and old. True Muslim was I, and sworn, for it was in the golden prime of good Harun al-Rashid. A night my shallop, rustling through the low and bloomed foliage, drove the fragrant glistening deeps, and clove the citron shadows in the blue. By garden porches on the brim, the costly doors flung open wide, gold glittering through lamplight dim, and broidered sofas on each side. In sooth it was a goodly time, for it was in the golden prime of good Harun al-Rashid. Alfred, Lord Tennyson. The Talking Bird, the Singing Tree, and the Golden Water. There was an emperor of Persia named Khosrow Shah, who, when he first came to his crown, in order to obtain a knowledge of affairs, took great pleasure in night excursions, attended by a trusty minister. He often walked in disguise through the city, and met with many adventures, one of the most remarkable of which happened to him upon his first ramble, which was not long after his accession to the throne of his father. After the ceremonies of his father's funeral rites and his own inauguration were over, the new sultan, as well from inclination as from duty, went out one evening attended by his grand vizier, disguised like himself,